A reading from Luke 14, 31-35. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
So Jesus says, after giving us an analogy, in the same way. And when I read it, I reread it, and I said, I don't see exactly what he is saying here. I don't see the connection. I don't see how this analogy is really working.
Right. Well, Jesus is using really what we would call an example out of wisdom literature. He makes an analogy of an activity in the social or cultural setting that would spring into a spiritual reality. And so in the example here of a king who is really not going to win in the long run will have wisdom and submit himself to a more powerful king so that he's not overrun, but keep the peace for the people. And Jesus says, in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything, you cannot be my disciples. Discipleship is not about maintaining your authority and maintaining your sovereign rule. Discipleship is about abandoning yourself to another king. It's taking yourself off the throne. And the interesting thing here is you're going to lose the war anyhow. You're on a destruction path unless Jesus comes in and becomes the king of your life and can change everything for you from that point on. And so Jesus makes that connection using a wisdom concept. You have your rule of your little triumvirate that you put together. It's very small. It's not going to win. Go find a king who can really be the one that protects you.
So the key word here, based on what you just said, is discipleship, which is a word used in the gospel. He used it.
Right.
Becoming. And there was an implicit definition there, but I don't know. It seems to me that it's been changed a little bit over the course of time. When now, if you call yourself a disciple of Christ, I think some of the implications of that are I'm an insider, meaning I've got the goods, and people who are not disciples of Christ don't.
Right. I would say the concept for Jesus as a disciple was to be a mentor or understudy. And so he says to his disciples, that's what he calls them, come and follow me. And in the experience of being with Jesus, they learn a new way of life. They learn about the kingdom of God. What happened because of enlightenment thinking, we don't realize, we've kind of reduced discipleship to knowing the right things and thinking about the right things. And so faith, especially in America, became intellectual faith. The idea of it touching who we are and what we do and how we live out our lives got lost somewhere. But I do think there is a postmodern revolution back to that. Especially most recent generations are saying, I don't want an intellectual faith. I want a faith that makes a difference. This is seen most profoundly in questions that are asked. In modernity, people ask, is it true? And that's not a question that people are asking today. They're asking, does it work? And that's what Jesus is calling us to, a kingdom lifestyle that changes the reality of our world.